BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The US Defence Secretary James Mattis says any threat to the United States or its allies will be met with a massive military response. He was speaking after briefing President Trump following North Korea's latest nuclear test. Mr. Trump has warned that America may stop trading with any country that does business with the North. South Korea says it's carried out a live-fire ballistic missile exercise in response to the North's nuclear test. There's been widespread international condemnation of Pyongyang, with China and Russia both expressing deep concern. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel appears to have held her ground against her rival Martin Schulz in the only live televised debate of the election campaign, with opinion polls taken immediately after the broadcast showing her ahead. The two clashed over foreign policy issues, including Turkey and North Korea. Colombian politicians have urged the government to take a tougher stance in peace negotiations due to end on Monday with the ELN rebel group, which has admitted killing one of its hostages. The Iranian judiciary has confirmed that a US citizen's appeal against a 10-year jail sentence has been rejected. Chinese-born Xi Yue Wang has been accused of spying, a charge he denies. Appeals against 10-year prison terms were also rejected in the case of three other people. One of Cambodia's only independent newspapers, the Cambodia Daily, has published its last edition with the front page headline, "Descent into Outright Dictatorship." The paper accused the government of forcing its closure by demanding that it pay a disputed tax bill of $6 million. Maria Sharapova's return to Grand Slam tennis after a 15-month ban for doping has ended in the fourth round of the US Open. The Russian lost in three sets to the number 16 seed from Latvia, Anastasia Sevastova. The Latvian will now play the American Sloane Stephens in the quarterfinal. That's our latest summary. Fiona MacDonald will be here at the top of the hour with a full bulletin of BBC News.